I was so excited about the game Among Us. It's not too often that a simple yet extremely fun multiplayer game takes off the way that it has. However, with a game that appeals to so many people, you have to assume that there will be some bad apples in the mix. And this game is no stranger to that. Which is what brings me to the story of the player, No Death. It took me weeks of gameplay online to ever even hear about this infamous player. But once I did, the stories made my skin crawl. Even though I knew they were probably fiction, they freaked me out nonetheless. No Death is said to be a player that, while not seen very often, is feared by many people in the community, and his playing skills are not even close to the reason why. The legend goes that if a player is ever killed by a random user named No Death, that they will also die in the real world. My friend Jackie and I used to play the game constantly, and we didn't encounter him for a long time. In fact, we played so much that we got extremely good. If we were both crewmates, it was rare that something would get past us. And if we were imposters, you best believe that we would eliminate everyone else on the ship without people noticing. In fact, we won so often that we probably even got a little bit too confident with our skills. At least I did. Jackie was the best of the best, though. And everybody knew it. Then one Saturday night at like 3 a.m., a player named NoDeath4100 joined the lobby we were in. The second I saw him, I directly messaged Jackie over Discord and asked if she was looking at who I was. She confirmed, but thought it was probably just some fake account inspired by the legend to freak people out. Considering the character was sporting a plague mask, freaking people out sounded right up their alley. I honestly just wanted to throw the character out of the airlock immediately, but she thought that was mean to do just based on his name. So the game started and Jackie and I both got crewmate positions. I began running around the ship completing as many tasks as I could, when of course the damn lights went out. I hate when that happens, it's gotta be one of the creepiest things in the game. So I headed over to electrical to try and fix them, when NoDeath4100 walked right through my line of sight, in one of the hallways near the bottom of the ship. The rest of the crew wasn't anywhere nearby, which definitely seemed pretty sus to me. I kept the sighting in the back of my mind as I headed in to fix the lights up real quick, and once they were back on, I exited the room. At that moment, outside the ship's wall, floating in space, this ghost of a character glitched in for a second. Now, if you play the game, you know that you can't just see other people when they've become a ghost. And there also wasn't anyone dead in our game yet. I basically chalked it up to a glitch and went about my business, but I have to admit it was pretty eerie. I texted Jackie just to see if she'd seen the ghost out there too, but she didn't respond. Then I heard the alarm sound of an emergency meeting being called. A crewmate was found dead, and when I saw who it was, my heart dropped. Jackie's classic pink character with a flower pot hat on was up on the screen. Normally she'd know exactly where to go on the ship not to be killed, but this time she was the first one out. It was weird. I tried blaming NoDeath4100, but the rest of the crew didn't believe my accusations. Actually, they thought it was suspicious of me to call him out, and ended up voting to toss me out of the airlock. After dying, my character became a ghost and I started exploring the ship more. Out of curiosity, I flew out of the ship and looked around out in space to try and find that crewmate I had seen floating before. As I got a little bit away from the ship, I witnessed many more than just one ghost out there. In fact, there were clusters of them, just piled on top of each other. The further out into space I flew, the more and more that I'd find. It didn't end. Most of them were just floating back and forth like zombies. I was terrified and immediately tried leaving the game, but I couldn't exit. So I just sat there and watched the rest of the crew members, one after another, continue to kill each other off. I noticed that NoDeath4100 never made an actual kill again, though. He always just sort of made it look like it was someone else, and then the rest of the crew killed them. In fact, after everything was said and done, he ended up just winning by sabotaging the ship. Once the game was over, I began to watch all those ghosts out in space just slowly float away, out into space. That was when I saw Jackie's character, lifeless, float right past me. Then I received a direct message over Discord. It was from NoDeath4100, and simply just said, "I'm best now." Horrified, I turned off my computer and picked up my phone. I called Jackie to try and get some answers, but again she didn't pick up. I got my shoes on and decided to walk over to her house to see what was going on. When I arrived, I was met by a police car and an ambulance. I saw Jackie's parents standing at the front door, crying, as paramedics pulled her away in a stretcher. The next day I found out she was in some kind of coma caused by an embolism. No explanation as to why, and with nothing in her past that would explain it. I tried telling everyone I knew my version of the story, but even the 1 out of 50 people that did believe me, they just said maybe the stress of the game is what did it. Hopeless, I began logging back into the game every night, trying every single game available to see if I could find that player again. For a while I was unsuccessful, but then a few weeks later, I finally found him, or at least someone like him. Only they had the username, NoDeath4101. I tried screenshotting him for evidence, but I wasn't fast enough. As soon as he noticed I had gotten into the game, he left immediately. So all I can tell you at this point is that he's still out there, and if you do see him, beware. When that character plays, it's not just a game anymore. Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. I hope you guys enjoyed that original creepypasta and are as excited for the Halloween season as I am. For the next month, I'll be trying to upload more Halloween-related stuff, and if you have any suggestions for me, let me know. As always, like this video and subscribe, because I'm releasing stuff all the time. Have a horrific evening, and remember to stay spooky, my friends.